Economic issues were front and center today during talks between President Obama and President Hu. This afternoon, the two met with a handpicked group of high-level American and Chinese business leaders. NPR's John Itzty joins us now to talk about what progress might have been made on three big economic issues: trade, the protection of intellectual property, and the dispute over China's currency. John, first on that issue, trade, the White House released a list of exports to China involving American companies. Tell us about them.
Well, the fact sheet from the White House listed what officials described as $45 billion worth of export deals that would support 235,000 U.S. jobs. They involved sales of optical components, heavy equipment from Caterpillar, and orders for 200 Boeing jets worth $19 billion. Now, it should be said that these are not deals that the salesman-in-chief inked with President Hu last night and today. In fact, the orders for some of these Boeing jets actually go back several years, and they're being showcased, in the words of the White House, at this summit. The point is that the White House is trying to show that U.S. economic relations with China, despite their problems, are beneficial to both countries. U.S. Exports to China last year totaled $100 billion, and those exports are growing twice as fast as to any other country.
But as you say, they're showcasing the good news. There are still significant barriers and problems that U.S. companies face when they try to participate in the Chinese market.
Absolutely. And that was the big issue under discussion when the two presidents met with business leaders today. And a lot of the problem centers on China's lack of protection for intellectual property. Today at the joint news conference, President Obama recounted a comment from Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer at the CEO meeting today. Ballmer said that only one of every 10 Microsoft products used in China is paid for. The rest are pirated. Mm-hmm. And CEOs participating in the meeting said President Hu expressed concern about the situation. And today the White House issued another document with several commitments from President Hu that would strengthen protection of intellectual property in China. One would ease the requirement that U.S. companies would have to essentially share intellectual property in order to bid on Chinese government contracts. Business leaders told me they're encouraged, but they're anxious to see how the commitment is enforced before they began celebrating a victory.
Now what about the U.S. concern that China is intentionally suppressing the value of its currency to make its exports cheaper?
Well, interestingly, the U.S. criticism has been dialed back a little there. President Obama still said today China needs to let its currency rise, but the U.S. is now less worried because an indirect force is helping out: inflation. Rapid inflation in China's domestic economy is raising the cost of labor and other inputs like steel that go into its good. That makes Chinese exports more expensive and U.S. products cheaper and more competitive. So it's having the effect that a hike in the value of the Chinese currency would have.
So the U.S. is expressing satisfaction with the result, if not with the reason for the result.
Exactly.
Thank you, John. It's NPR's John Itzty.